And I would like to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is here with us today speaking of the arts. Welcome, Rob.
Good morning. Sorry. My dogs kept me up last night.
Oh.
They loved the rain. They loved how cool it was. And like every 2 hours, they wanted to go out.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
I'm a little tired.
Dogs love it. We do, too.
Yeah.
We love that rain.
Yeah. It was really nice. I was like sitting on the couch and I was like, do you smell something weird? Yeah, it was ozone. It was,
I know.
It was
you can smell it a mile away. So lots of stuff happening this weekend.
Yes. Yeah, there is a lot going on this weekend. I believe, actually, this is the beginning of the Santa Fe Opera's sort of family get-together.
Family night?
It's a Santa Fe Opera's, yeah.
Oh, no, that's after.
Yeah, this is a trilogy of opera for audiences of all ages.
Right.
May 31st, June 1st, 7th, and 8th. And that's written in the stars, Avastar and Truth North. And tickets are very reasonable. And if you call 986-5900, you can get on the opera bandwagon a little early.
The opera bandwagon.
That's right.
Excellent. So Saturday, May 31st at 4 o'clock at the San Miguel Church on Old Santa Fe Trail, the Cantu Spiritus Chamber Choir, under the direction of Karen Maroli, is putting on a concert called Been in the Storm So Long, Choral Music and Readings, with all different kinds of music, from African-American spirituals to different kinds of classical music and songs of various kinds. It should be a lovely night. For more information, you can call 225-571-6352.
You're starting to see like a ramp up of exhibitions and receptions too.
Yeah.
It's getting a little warmer and summer's right around the corner. Everyone is rolling out their spring and summer exhibition season. So we've got a lot of cool stuff going on this weekend. We've got David Richard Gallery's got A Mind to Obey Nature, which is mixed media by John Connell, the late great. Reception 5 to 7, and that's over there at 544 Guadalupe Street. That one's up through July. And then I've never heard of this one, Flying Fish Gallery on Canyon Road.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Okay. Well, apparently now we have a flying...
But that doesn't mean anything.
Right.
Now I haven't been over there for a while.
Yeah. Sorry. We have a Flying Fish Gallery, which is on County Road, and we have Flying Cow Gallery, which is at Warehouse 21, and both are having receptions this weekend. Today, actually. There's mixed media by Celia Luz Santos at Flying Cow. There's a reception that starts a little later than most at 7. And then Flying Fish Gallery, which is at 821 Canyon Road, has works by Josie Adams, Bettina Lancaster, and Michelle Warstow. And there's a reception from 5 to 8. So go get your flying animal on.
And
today.
Why the sea is boiling hot and whether fish have wings.
Uh-oh.
To get out of the boiling hot sea. Okay. On Sunday, June 1st, Commie Camp, a documentary about a children's camp that Rush Limbaugh describes as an extremist communist indoctrination center, will kick off the 2014 summer season of the Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival. Camp Kinderland alum and comedian Kate Halper decided that she wanted to go back to camp and follow the experience of 4 9-year-olds for a summer as they experienced Camp Kinderland. They muddle through Yiddish lessons, compete in the World Peace Olympics, stage a protest against police brutality, and explore an in-camp exhibit on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It's Sunday, June 1st at 4 o'clock at the CCA Cinematheque. And if you want to know more about that or anything in the Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival, go to santafejff.org.
That was an interesting description.
I know. That's, I love it. It sounds great.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What else? We've got Consider This. It's sort of like the last weekend wrap-up of Theater Grotesco's showcase of theatrical styles. And there's a performance tonight at Teatro Paraguas. If you go to theatergrotesco.org, you can find out about the rest of the performances happening this weekend. And always good stuff by Theater Grotesco.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
The New Mexico Performing Arts Society presents the New Mexico Box Society, Franz Vogt, music director and conductor, on Sunday, the 1st of June at 6:30 at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Chapel. It's an all-Bach program of arias and sonatas with Jennifer Perez on, she's the soprano, and Sarah Weiler, mezzo-soprano, Andre Garcia, Nutman, tenor, Tim Wilson bass, and there's also violin, flute, oboe, and piano. Franz Vogt is on piano, so they do a great job over there. Check it out.
Absolutely. Shakespeare fan?
Yes.
Yes. We've got the Santa Fe Shakespeare Society is doing its reading of King Lear in celebration of the Bard's 450th birthday. I think there's one tonight at 7 p.m., and there is one, I believe, also on Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Episcopal Church of the Holy Family on Bisbee Court in Rancho Viejo.
All right.
All right, so you can go check that out Friday and Saturday.
Yes. And Friday today, I got a note from the New Mexico History Museum, Palace of the Governors, pinhole poetry and pinhole photography. So tonight at 6 o'clock, Santa Fe Poets 5, an evening of poetry with Santa Fe Poet Laureate John Davis. He's hosting the fifth of six readings that he's organized around Santa Fe, and tonight's poets include Chi Brasi, Joan Logie, Carol Moldaw, Henry Shookman, and Farron Stanley. And it's in the museum auditorium, and it's free. And then Sunday, the 1st of June from 1 to 4, The Poetry of Light is a writing workshop with John Davis. First it says The Poetry of Light, and then it says The Poetics of Light. I'm not sure which one it is, but it's about pinhole photography. And it's open to high schoolers and older. And you go to the Herzstein Gallery and look at pinhole photography and inhabit them imaginatively. So that looks like an interesting way of stimulating the writing process.
It is. I think it's one of the largest, it's the largest collection of pinhole photography.
Is it?
Yeah.
That stuff is so cool.
To be had, like, ever. Oh, there's some cool exhibitions opening at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts that I wanted to slide in. On Saturday the 31st, we've got We Hold These Truths, Cherokee artist, and if I pronounce the name wrong, I sincerely apologize, Sean Goshorn's Contemporary Baskets. These things are so cool. The materials used in these baskets make quite a commentary. And then there's also Brandywine Workshop Collection, prints from the Visual Arts Organization, the Brandywine Workshop. That's a reception from 4 p.m. on Saturday for both of these exhibitions. And those are up through July, so... Those are going to be really cool.
Excellent.
And then also Frankie and Johnny and the Claire de Lune, Terrence McNally's play about an intimate encounter between two people, right? At the lovely Santa Fe Playhouse. And it's basically Thursdays through Sundays through June 8th. This play does contain nudity. Dun, dun, dun.
I'm shocked, I tell you.
And I'm not just talking, I'm not talking about cats and dogs. I think it's human nudity.
You know, we didn't get a cat of the week this week.
They're all cats of the week.
Well, I think you can still call Felines and Friends or go to their website if you're looking for a kitty, a kitten, or a full-grown cat, or a companion cat. And, of course, the Española Valley Humane Society and the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and all sorts of other rescue organizations if you're looking for a dog. It's a wonderful time to get a puppy because mm-hmm. you have the whole summer to train them and socialize them and take them outside and...
Yeah.
Let them romp around in the yard or whatever.
Yeah, it's a good time to sort of bond with a companion animal.
Bond.
Instead of like in the winter when it's...
James,
you know,
Bond.
Yeah. But dogs, cats, you know, bunnies, if you're actually going to take care of it.
Bunnies! I always forget about bunnies. Bunnies apparently make great pets. We had the New Mexico House Rabbit Association on the air one time, and they were incredibly... I mean, it's a whole world of rabbit owners.
I know.
And they apparently make great pets, and they have their little personalities, and they use the litter box, and...
I think the next time that there's a KSFR fundraiser on the show, you guys should do a cats versus dogs versus bunnies.
Bunnies versus ferrets.
I think
which
it's
is
time
better?
For a third party. I think it's time for a third party.
It's time for an entire parliament.
Yeah. of critters.
A critter parliament.
A league of extraordinary mammals, perhaps.
There we have
then
it.
Then we completely just forget about the reptiles, and then everyone starts writing in. So that's not going to happen either.
Right.
The Angel Monologues, this sounds good. This is tonight at the Lodge at Santa Fe, Maria Benitez Cabaret. 9 storytellers weave tales in support of the lovely organization Kitchen Angels. Tonight at 7 p.m.
Yay, Kitchen Angels.
If you go to projectlifestories.org, you can find out more information about this wonderful project, the
Excellent.
Angel Monologues.
And we have even more poetry at Collected Works on Sunday at 5 o'clock. The wonderful poet Dana Levin will be reading, along with San Antonio's Jenny Brown. They'll both be reading new work, and that's at Collected Works Bookstore. And then on Wednesday, the 4th of June, the incomparable Arthur Z reads from his reads from and signs Compass Rose, his gorgeous new collection from Copper Canyon Press. That's at Collected Works. And also, next Thursday at Collected Works, Jean Peach will be talking. And let me see if I can find that one. Here it is. At 6 o'clock, Thursday, the 5th of June, Jean Peach will introduce his new book. It's a kind of a coffee table book about Santa Fe. It's simply called Santa Fe, and it's an homage to the city. And he's been photographing this city for a really long time, a quarter of a century, and observing change, observing the way things don't change. And I have this book. It's really very beautiful. And I think we're going to be talking about it next week on the Radio Cafe, too.
Cool. I wanted to mention a couple of Warehouse 21 things that I think are fairly important. The first one is Speak for the Trees, which is a benefit for the Rose Simmons Memorial Scholarship Fund. Yes?
Go ahead.
Music, poetry, dancing, and a silent auction. That's 5 to 8 p.m. tonight at Warehouse 21. And then, and that's really important stuff. I mean, it brings up old memories of a tragic car accident that affected a lot of people's lives. But some good is coming out of it, and it's something that I think the whole community should support, not only for awareness, but because there's a scholarship involved.
Excellent.
And there is a suggested donation at Warehouse 21. You can go to the website probably and find out more, or call 989-4423. And then the other one that I wanted to mention just very quickly is a wonderful band called Matahari from Boston is going to be performing with another wonderful band, the local band Sleep Taker. If you like metal, if you like hardcore, this would be a great show for you to go out. Almost a Lie has recently been added to the bill, and there may be more. And so that's on Wednesday at Warehouse 21. It's all ages, alcohol-free, mosh with love.
I've been trying to think of musical fusions that just wouldn't work. Like heavy metal Gregorian chant?
Done.
Has it been done?
It's been done.
See, everything I think of, it seems so ridiculously outlandish, and yet it's been
done.
Yeah.
There's a wonderful Gregorian, well, it's not Gregorian chants, it's the Tuvan throat singing version of Inagata De Vida.
Inagata De Vida.
Or as they say in The Simpsons, in the Garden of Eden.
Right. So those are two things happening at Warehouse 21 that you should probably check out this week.
And I was supposed to say from the very beginning that we have a ticket giveaway, ladies and gentlemen. There's a pair of tickets available if you give us a call in the control room at 428-1393, but you must not call until I tell you what it is. If you call, your first call will be disqualified until after I say what it is. It is a pair of tickets for Hugh Laurie and the Copper Bottom Band at the Lenzic on Wednesday, the 4th of June at 7:30. Hugh Laurie is an English actor, writer, director, and musician who's won 2 Golden Globes and 2 Screen Actors Guild Awards. He's an extraordinary actor, and he's well known for playing the title character on the TV show House, House MD. And he was also in Blackadder, which
wonderful,
I loved.
Yeah.
And he's released 2 albums of New Orleans-influenced blues. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're into that, if you get the tickets, you have to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's the rule. And give a call.
Definitely. Another cool one that's coming up on Monday, June 2nd, I believe there's 2 shows. That's John Hodgman, humorist.
Yay.
And, you know, all-around comedian.
Him.
And he used to be sort of a regular on the Jon Stewart, the Daily Show. And he is performing at the Jean Cocteau, doing wonderful things, the Jean Cocteau, 7 to 9 p.m., Monday, June 2nd. You can get tickets. Check for availability. Don't just show up at the door. Call 466-5528. This is one of those venues that's, you know, you could consider it a bit intimate compared to some other venues in town, but they're doing something new and different, and it should be fully supported.
Excellent.
Yeah.
At Opposite Books this weekend, they are hosting Melody Groves on Saturday, tomorrow at 4:30. She's the author of Butterfield's Byway. John Butterfield's mail service connected the East and West Coasts in one of the great entrepreneurial and pioneering stories of the American West. Until 1858, California's gold fields were reached only by horseback, wagon, or ship around Cape Horn, and Congress decided to make a 2,800-mile, 25-day stagecoach line that would roll from St. Louis to San Francisco. So it's all about that. And Utica, New York, Mayor John Butterfield, and all the horses and mules and wagons and wilderness and roads and things like that. And so that's at Opposite Books on Saturday, tomorrow at 4:30 in the afternoon. And that's a terrific bookstore in the San Busco Center.
Sweet. It's a bandstand season. It's bandstand season on the plaza.
Yes.
We have Jimmy Vaughn and the Tilt-A-Whirl Band on Thursday the 5th. Texas blues, rock, and then, of course, Alex Mariol will be jamming.
Yay, Alex
to
Mariol.
Open. That's, let's see, I believe Alex goes on at 6. Don't miss that. Claim your spot on the plaza. This one's going to be packed. They're all sort of packed, but this one is going to be especially packed.
Okay.
So, bandstand season.
Bandstand season is great fun. Now, what's happening at the Screen, the fabulous movie theater on the campus of the College of Santa Fe?
I saw the best film there last weekend with my mother.
What'd you see?
Locke, which is Tom Hardy.
Oh, I heard about that.
He played Bane in the Batman movie.
And he plays this, and it's great. Like, the whole film takes place inside a car. He's driving and he's talking on the phone. Something horrible has happened in his life, but he's also trying to manage this gigantic work project. He's basically trying to hold his life together. It's in like an hour and a half, and it's just a guy driving in his car. My mom was like, let's go see it. And I'm like, that sounds really, really boring. But it is the most like tense, like seat of the pants. I mean, the dramatic tension is amazing. And he's just fantastic in it. It's really, really worth seeing.
Excellent. It's good when one of us has actually seen the movie.
Yeah.
Because they all make the description sound like it's the greatest thing since The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
All right. Opening today, Just a Sigh, New York Times critics pick, starring Gabriel Byrne. And in the short break between performances in Calais, stage actress Alex, played by stunning Emmanuel Davis, makes a quick escape to Paris. And on the train, she meets, you guessed it, a mysterious stranger. And then there's a performance of a Broadway performance of Driving Miss Daisy with James Earl Jones and Angela Lansbury. I guess that's one of those satellite hookup kinds of things.
I guess.
Starting on Thursday, the 5th of June, and running through that next weekend, and that's at the Screen. And then don't forget final shows of God's Pocket, and Locke is held over so people can see that too. Lots of good stuff at the Screen and a wonderful place to see movies.
Yeah. There's also, if you're you know, what would be considered a late night person for Santa Fe, if you are, go see Hedwig and the Angry Inch on Friday and Saturday at the Jean Cocteau.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be
I have a friend who loves that movie to pieces.
Yeah. I've been holding off trying to watch it on various subscription channels.
Right.
Because I want to, you know, try and stay up and go to one of these.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see what the weekend brings.
I got a note from Tom Guralnick at the Outpost Performance Space.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing a special event called Doing It on the Road, a Beginner's Guide for Touring Performing Artists. That's Thursday, the 5th of June, from 4 to 6:30 at the Tricklock Performance Laboratory in Albuquerque, presented by Outpost. And it's free, and basically it's if you are or hope to be a touring artist, it's kind of step-by-step how to do it and what mistakes to avoid.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, here's one that was sort of pushed back a week because of the inclement weather last weekend. We've got the Movies and Munchies. Santa Fe Reporter is presenting a screening of 1984 classic The Never-Ending Story. Okay. In the Rail Yard Park. So, if we don't get the same weather we had last night, all will be good with the world. But there's going to be food trucks, and it's going to be so fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's a pretty low bar for all being good with the world. I mean, it makes it seem pretty easy.
Well, happiness is a state of mind. She's all chirp, chirp. You can hear the crickets in the background. What retreat did you just get back from?
Go ahead. Okay. On Thursday of next week, also at Outpost Performance Space, there's a benefit concert for another wonderful public radio station, KUNM, featuring Lori Lewis and Tom Rosum. And let's see. They're Grammy winners. They've got a bluegrass, folk, fiddle, mandolin, and vocals kind of style. So if you're into that kind of music, check it out.
Sweet. This one's not sort of Santa Fe-centric, but it is a cool event. It's Rockabilly on the Route. It's the second annual one that sort of happens in and around Tucumcari. And if you love rockabilly and you love rockabilly culture, then you got to go to this thing. It's June 5th through 8th. They have a website. They have a Facebook page. You should go and check it out. Rockabillyontheroute.com.
What's rockabilly culture?
I think you have to just, it's like enlightenment. You just can't explain it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You can get a feel for it if you go to the website. But, you know, rockabilly, like, you know what rockabilly is.
Is it enlightenment itself?
Rockabilly?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. No. That's salsa. Cuban salsa, specifically.
But this is a really good time. They were so successful last year that they almost like pretty much doubled up on the number of days and added more venues and more. They have bands coming in from Norway, rockabilly bands coming in from Colombia. I mean, it's going to be crazy.
There's rockabilly bands in Bogota?
Thereabouts.
I guess, there's salsa bands in Japan and Finland and Italy and Russia and Croatia.
Yeah.
Okay. I have somewhere in my collection that's a mess right now, a disc of Croatian salsa.
Really?
Mm-hmm, it's pretty good. I mean, it's not in Croatian language, but I do have one in Finnish language, and it's really good.
Oh, my gosh.
Finnish lends itself to salsa, but German doesn't. Speaking of which, Pachanga, the big salsa party at the lodge every Friday night, and if it's the same as it was the last time I got an email about it, it's free entry for the ladies before 10:30 and dancing 21 and over and lots of fun, good DJs. Party down.
Salsa down.
Salsa down.
I guess I don't have to ask you what you're doing this weekend.
I'm tying the knot.
Mary Charlotte is tying the knot. I can't believe I beat her to the altar, first of all.
I know.
Whoever thought that would be legal. Much less that I would be able to convince my husband to do so. But
yay,
I'm
marriage
so
equality.
Excited for Mary Charlotte to finally tie the knot.
Yeah, you know, better late than never.
Exactly.
One more thing. Zane Bennett Contemporary Art, Day in the Life, Holly Roberts Artist. Opening reception is today from 5 to 7. And as you said before, lots of art receptions.
Yeah.
Lots of art activities. And you know, the thing to do would be to go out today, put on your comfortable walking shoes at about 5 o'clock, go downtown, head up Canyon Road. And
the Rail Yard District.
And the Rail Yard District, and patronize some of our fabulous galleries and restaurants and everything local about this wonderful city, Santa Fe. Rob DeWalt, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe Speaking of the Arts.
Always a pleasure, dear.
And have a lovely weekend, everybody. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. We're also at Twitter, @radiocafemc. Do you detect a theme? Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's fabulous news team. And we've got all these great new interns and news volunteers, and it's a really flourishing and burgeoning news team right now. We're very happy about it. And after that, jazz. Anything else, Rob DeWalt? We've got 30 seconds.
I don't know. You know, adopt a pet. Watch out for bicyclists.
Yeah. Watch out for bicyclists. And if you're a bicyclist, follow the same rules as automobiles. Don't drive the wrong way on the road.
Yeah.
Don't run red lights.
Exactly. Oh, I wanted to say happy birthday to Jeff Bowers. That's the only other thing I wanted to do.
Happy birthday to you. Adios.